Ladies and gentlemen, we've invited the first class, now we're inviting the executive class.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am glad to welcome back Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Rhea, yourself?
Good. The dapper Lee Harris, I should say.
Well, that sounds better. Yeah, I did think there was a word missing there at the start, and I've got to say I was slightly disappointed.
I know. Well, I decided on dapper today because it sounds rather posh.
Why not? Why not? I like it, so it's all good. Yep,
happy. Well, it's my Valentine's Day gift to you.
Is it? Oh, thank you ever so much. Yours is in the post. It will be with you probably this time next year.
Thanks. Appreciate that. That's what everybody says to me. It's in the post, right? Yeah. Awesome. And I have to mention... Sorry?
COVID restrictions. It'll take about a year.
I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in 1978.
Well done, Spawn.
Right? I know. Just you wait, in 10 years, you're not going to be so happy for me telling everybody it was 1978.
It's okay. We can move it forward to 1988. I'm happy with that. That's fine.
So what's going on in the world of travel right now? It's not quite as bad, but there's been some news for the UK crew.
Yeah, so as the UK quarantine system goes live as from today, the 15th of February, I thought it best that we reiterate what we know as of this time. UK quarantine is for all arrivals travelling back from one of the 33 countries that are currently on the red list. These countries include yacht hotspots of United Arab Emirates, Portugal, Maldives, Seychelles and South Africa. I know we spoke about this last week, but a few more bits of information have come out as we found out that it'll be a 10-day quarantine period in managed isolation. We've also finally found out that the cost of it's going to be a massive £1,750 for the 10 days. This has to be paid upfront whilst you're booking your quarantine voucher as well. This price includes the hotel, the food, the drink, two mandatory PCR tests and transfers to and from the hotel on arrival and departure. As I just mentioned, all arrivals back into the UK have to pre-book their place in hotel quarantine. It's very similar to the New Zealand quarantine system. You have to go to the website www.quarantinehotels.ctmportal.co.uk. Anyone arriving back into the UK from one of the red zone countries has to arrive at one of the following airports. This is important also. You can only arrive back into Heathrow, Gatwick, London City or Birmingham. If anyone has travel booked from or via red zone country not landing in one of the aforementioned countries, you'll need to rethink your plans. You can only go back into one of those four airports. Also, anybody who tries to conceal that they've been in or transited a red zone country on arrival to the UK faces a very steep fine and also a jail term. So obviously please don't risk it for any reason whatsoever. And also final last point on this, if your plans change and you do need to cancel your quarantine hotel, make sure you do it 48 hours before departure. If not, you get charged £250 cancellation fee.
Well, and one more thing about that is that seafarers are not exempt from quarantine.
No, they're not. If from those 33 countries, the red zones, then seafarers back in the UK are not exempt whatsoever. If they're coming from another country, not the 33, then they are exempt from the self-isolation from home. So as is usual with the UK government at this time, they're not making things straightforward. It's not simple. But basically, yeah, if you're coming from the 33 red zones, then you have to go into managed quarantine, even if you're a seafarer. If you're coming from anywhere else in the world and you've not touched one of the red zone countries, you are exempt from the self-isolation, the 10-day self-isolation.
Well, you're going to provide these links and information for us that we can put underneath this interview.
We will do indeed. Yep.
Nice. Now, we were talking about Cathay Pacific and Hong Kong.
Yeah, so Hong Kong's Cathay Pacific have slashed flights to cities in Australia once again. Australia taking the brunt of it. They're only retaining Sydney as its sole destination. This comes amid increasingly tight restrictions on travel, which now mean the crew having to quarantine for 14 days when they return back to Hong Kong. Several other international destinations have also been cut. dropped from the schedule are Melbourne, Auckland, Brisbane and Perth. But it's not just Australasia that's losing out. Also being dropped are long-haul flights to Vancouver, San Francisco, Amsterdam and Frankfurt. Seoul and Ho Chi Minh City are also being cut from the schedule. The international routes that will survive with Cathay Pacific alongside Sydney are limited to New York, Los Angeles, Toronto. One-way trips to Amsterdam and London, so going to them, not coming back, will continue to operate, and a single solitary service one way to Tel Aviv. And these restrictions will be in place until at least the end of the month.
Wow. Etihad Airlines.
Yeah, good news from them. And they've actually revealed today that they've become the first airline where 100% of the operational flight crew have been vaccinated for COVID-19, which is great news. This means that any pilots and flight attendants on an Etihad flight have now received the vaccine. Working with the United Arab Emirates health authorities, the airline managed to secure frontline staff access to vaccines as essential workers. This has led to the airline's medical centre being turned into an accredited vaccination centre. The airline has been vaccinating employees and their loved ones since December 2020.
Wow. But, you know, it's nice to see companies like that saying, you know, it's time, we need to take this on board and get her done. And that's good to see.
I think so. I think it's great, you know, that they've managed to get it turned around so quickly. And the fact that it's not just the employees that they've vaccinated, it's also their family members as well, which is, you know, it's a great initiative that they've done for their staff. So, yep, you know, massive well done to Etihad Airlines.
Delta Airlines, again, with their seating, correct?
Yes, Delta Airlines, they've announced that they're going to be continuing to block the middle seats and limit capacity on all flights departing through until April the 30th. Delta Airlines are the only carrier in the United States still blocking middle seats. Delta officials said they are looking to ensure travelers can confidently plan and book their travel despite the continued impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have seen some stories in the last few weeks of people coming off flights and finding out that they've been infected because, you know, being on an airplane in the air is probably one of the safest places not to get COVID because of the way that they recycle the air. But when they're on the ground, they don't have those systems running.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, like you say, I mean, on my LinkedIn, I've shown the graphs and the demographics and all the rest of it of how safe air travel is at this time. You know, people don't realize. But like you say, you know, you've not got that luxury maybe at an airport or when you're waiting at check-in or you're at the departure gate, you know, people are still slightly crammed together, shall we say. And so it's a bit more tricky to try and regulate that as much as the airlines are trying to. But it's, you know, it's still a great initiative that Delta Airlines, even when up in the air, they're still, you know, continuing to block the middle seat.
Well, and I think it gives the passengers a little bit more confidence in the fact that they probably do feel a lot safer, regardless of whether it's a necessity or not.
I think so too. I totally agree. You know, I think it does, you know, like you say, you know, it probably isn't a necessity once they're up there. But, you know, Delta Airlines clearly putting their passengers first because the amount of money that they'll lose just by blocking that middle seat, you know, it's a lot of money, especially whilst airlines are all struggling this time anyway. But it's good to see an airline actually, you know what, saying that, you know, profits come second, people come first, and this is what we're going to do.
Well, I tell you, I can't wait until this is all over because it just, it's a lot. It's a lot. But we've got crew questions this week. What's the crew question of the week for us?
Yeah, we did. We received an email this week. No name, unfortunately, with regards to whether we had any news that Air Namibia was ceasing operation. It's not an airline that we deal with a great amount, I've got to say, but there is a little bit of traffic intra-traffic during through Africa, shall we say. The news is, though, unfortunately, as from 11th February, Air Namibia have in fact ceased operations and they've gone into liquidation. All aircraft have been grounded with no further passenger flights being undertaken. Any crew who have flights booked with Air Namibia should either contact their travel agent for further advice or register their interest in a refund to one of the following two email addresses. They are refunds@airnamibia.aero. Or call center at airnamibia.aero. In all honesty, I'm not going to hold out much hope for people in, you know, looking for a refund. If they've gone into liquidation and they cease trading, the chances of getting money back are going to be slim to none unless you paid for it on a credit card.
Yeah, that's pretty much straight across the board, isn't it? When any company has gone into liquidation, the likelihood that you'll get any financing back is
Yeah, it's a shame, but you know, unfortunately, the passengers on the plane are going to be the last ones in the, you know, in the handouts for getting cash back. There's going to be a lot of people looking for money, and you know, unfortunately for passengers, like I said, they are going to be right at the back.
The nice thing, though, about today's day and age is that most people are using credit cards to book any flights because they do it all online. So, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You know, as we say, most people are booked on a credit card where you do have a little bit more of a safety net, shall we say. And fingers crossed, you know, that the vast majority of people have them.
Well, in that case, if they booked it on the credit card, do they bother to go through the company or do they go to the credit card company to get their refund?
I would imagine they'd probably go straight to their credit card company. If it was me personally, I'd probably try both. I'd go to Air Namibia and I'd probably go to my credit card company at the same time and see which one's going to pay out first.
Or maybe both.
That'd be an unexpected bonus, wouldn't it?
Right. I'm not that
Maybe
devious.
My toilet's gone bust.
I'm not that devious. I would never do that.
Yes, you would. No,
Right. Well, Lee, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And we thank you so much for making sure that we are kept up to date. I would strongly advise that people head over to LinkedIn and look up Lee Harris. We'll provide his link underneath this interview. You know, the amount of updates that you put out there every single day in regards to what's going on in the world of travel is invaluable for sure. As well as the other links that Lee mentioned throughout, we will make sure to have those up there. And you know what? I'm going to encourage you. If you're looking to travel as crew, please do reach out to your crew travel agent, because it's just, I mean, you know, as we're seeing even in the UK right now, the quarantine, it does apply to seafarers as well. So you gotta, you know, in some other places, like in New Zealand, does the quarantine apply to, it doesn't apply to seafarers, does it?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, New Zealand, it does. The problem, especially with the UK one and the Scotland one, because there's grey areas of where people can and can't go to, and whether they're exempt and whether they're not, it's a complete and utter minefield. You know, and it's easy for me to sit here and say, you need to go for a marine travel provider, because I am one. I've seen the hardships and I've seen the struggles that people have had who have not gone through specific travel providers. And the amount of money they've either lost or they've wasted, you know, so this isn't a vain thing to say that, you know, come through Blue Marine, just reach out to a marine travel provider at this time, because it's sure as heck going to save you a lot of time and it's probably going to save you a lot of money as well.
Well, and that's the key, because you're not entitled to a refund if you booked against the laws of the land. You know, that's your own fault. That's your own problem. Like, your credit card company isn't going to give you the money back. The airline isn't going to give you the money back because you were the one that... I can't say that word on television, but you were the one that booked the flight against, you know, the current travel advisory. So you will lose your money. And even though, and that's the thing though, even though you do a ton of research and you do the best job that you can, things are changing so quickly that it's very difficult to know that if you're making the right choice or not. And that's why, you know, for myself anyways, I would definitely advise contacting somebody whose job it is to do specifically that, because then if you cock up, that's your problem and you're going to have to reimburse me.
Exactly right. The thing that we have to remember with yacht crew as well is, you know, some yachts, they like to plan in advance. So they'll try and get crew changes a month, 2 months, 3 months in advance. Now you can see, I mean, looking at my LinkedIn, you can see how things change literally on a daily basis. So if you're trying to plan 2-3 months in advance, Don't go to websites where they scrape information, because they're not going to tell you the rules and regulations on that day, let alone let you know if anything changes in that 2-3 month period as well. At least if you've got a marine travel provider, you know, that information is going to be checked on a daily basis, you know, and then we can update you as and when we need to.
Exactly that. Well, Lee, thank you very much for your time again.
Always a pleasure. Love being here.
I know.
Sunday morning for you, Sunday night for me. Happy days.
Look, you know, Sunday is the start of my week, and I couldn't imagine a better way to start it than with Dapper Lee Harris.
You're so kind. Thank you so much. And it's a great way for me to finish my work and week.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.